is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Guardian Radio Today is brought to you by Bahamar, the Free National Movementers.
Good afternoon, everyone here in lovely, beautiful Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Guardian Radio Today. I am Garth Maynard-Roseboro, and in studio with me is not Darvin, it's Gabby. And we in the studio, we having a fight. We having a fight in the studio today.
It's too early to be fighting, and I'm a lover. I'm not as much a fighter these days.
We fighting because, you know, that's what I do. I like to fight, but then, you know, after the fight, we could all be in love and go our separate ways. That's how it go, you know. But they say you break up to make up. That's all we do. See, Chris, you got that song on the queue? We got to give her that song for Gabby today because she coming here throwing blows. She come ready for a good show today. And I had to tell her, man, you know, I need you to slow up 1 minute because I'm a man. I like to keep my word. And sometimes, you know, when you keep your word, you can't keep all of it, but you got to try to keep most of it. And so today, before we get into Gabby's show, and Gabby, she want to talk all kind of politics with you. That's why I leaving you all today because I don't want to get in no trouble. Last night was Wednesday. Yeah, last night. I was driving.
I can get to you. He was just jumping the team. This is what I don't like but you. This is why we fight it. Because you look like you're losing your manners and you want to tell everyone else. I didn't even remember you saying good afternoon.
I did, but you just relax. Just relax. See, this election season, silly season. I know it's get a little crazy, but take it easy. We got this.
I want to try
to give a compliment before I get to you. But you then spoil my compliment now.
Good afternoon. That's all I have to say. Good afternoon.
Oh, Jesus.
I want God run today.
Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Okay, so I was saying, last evening I got a call to fix somebody's pump. And I was a little reluctant to do it, Gabby, because I was kind of a little exhausted. But, you know, friends, we got to look out for each other. So I said, I'll go by and take a look. And amazingly, Gabby, that probably happened because that's the way God willed it. Now, let me tell you why God willed it. I want to make you smile before I bring you to the mic, and you then start rowing before you come to the mic to smile. But I'm trying to make you smile first. Can I do that?
Go ahead.
Okay, that's how it goes. So, Chris, what happened was I jump in the passenger seat. I get him a ride to go check this pump out. And I come through Adelaide. And when I look, someone almost walked into the car. Gabby, you know who that was?
Who was it?
You got to know who this one person was who almost walked into my car. He was there with two other people and a driver. Who you think that was?
He. Him.
Yeah.
It's Sean or EB.
Man, I talk about Michael Pintard, man. Jesus, Lord. I trying to tell you the man. See, she laughs. See, Chris, I tell you, I know how to bring her in. I want to make sure she's smiling first.
Oh, my God.
See? I know what I'm doing. So the man nearly walked into the car, Gabby, nearly knocked him down. If I ever, Chris, to knock down Michael Pintard yesterday, you could imagine where it was going to be today. Because they would have think it was intentional.
You would have been.
Let me tell you what time it was, Gabby, where I was so frightened. Let me tell you what time of day it was. That's how good it was. 5:30 in the evening, almost dark. And so, you know, it was good to see him in the neighborhood. He was there touching some people. And I got some report this morning that he is taking care of some issues in the Adelaide community. So we are thankful for them coming in to assist us with the issues. And I'm here today.
Can't you just say you thankful for Pintard coming in?
Listen, I didn't speak as
Garth. That's what you just say?
Yes, but I didn't speak as Garth.
But I need. I just want to make sure that the populace and the listeners. Chris, did you hear that? Did you hear? Garth Maynard Roseboro just say that Michael Clifton Bindad was in his community in Adelaide, and he is thankful. I just want to make sure I wake. I just want to make sure. I may ask somebody to pinch me in a second to make sure I'm not dreaming.
That's how we go.
And today is... Okay, no problem. Continue your story. Just making sure.
See, this is why I had to let her wait. See, because what happened is, I'm a decent man. I'm a very decent. And people don't get it, but if you rub me the wrong way, how you want me to react? People rub me the wrong way. And this is election time, and I expect to see these people. And if they're doing something good on behalf of the community...
So you've forgiven Mr. Bindad for whatever it is?
I've always forgiven. I can't go to hell for not forgiving people.
He's done.
I just ain't gonna walk with you. And that's what happened in the Bible. Tell me, just don't walk together. You go your way, go mine, but everything cool. Ain't nothing wrong. That's what we're trying to teach the young people when it comes to confrontation.
Yeah.
You go your way, I go my way, and everything cool. That's how this go. And then what we do, we just break up to do what?
Makeup.
That's all we do. But today...
I like to see this makeup. I will see you and Michael C. Bindad.
I'm making up with you now. So, Gabby, I'm so sorry for not letting you use your sweet voice to introduce yourself at the beginning of the show. Would you like to tell the Bahamian people a pleasant good afternoon?
Now we have to reset. Good afternoon, Bahamas. Listen, and all of those listening from around the world, because you know this show, Guardian Radio Today, goes with you wherever you are, screaming live on the Guardian Radio app.
We always live, and we always present.
Always present.
Thank you very much.
Always.
Thank you very much. And so today, I interrupted Gabby's program. I think this can cost me two groupers now. Find you two groupers, and not one. But we have a guest in the studio, a very, very good friend of mine. And the reason why I brought her in is because intelligent person, yes. Diligent person, yes. And when I see young people that are striving, young people that are attempting to make their own mark as others of us have already done and have become well off for it, I believe that what is lacking many times, even in our political conversations, in attacking each other, PLP against FNM and COI and DNA and every other A, we get lost because the world seems as if we've forgotten purpose. And not only purpose, purpose with meaning and purpose with economic returns. And so even as we look into North America today, we got 250 million people who are losing their food stamps. Mm-hmm. 250 million people losing the food stamps. How many people here in the Bahamas, y'all got to be losing your mind. You don't want to. You want somebody to give you a job. But today I wanted to bring somebody in the studio today that is making their own job, making their own money, making their own way. And I just wanted her to come in just to be a moment of inspiration to you that if you are today troubled, and you have nowhere to turn. We have people today who are attempting suicide and committing suicide. We have people who are suffering from depression. We have people who are forgetting who Jesus is because they're giving up on Jesus. It's happening right now, folks. But people don't understand that the one thing that you've been given that's a blessing is you've been given two hands and a brain. And if you could only find something that you love, something that you just can share with others around you and put a small fee on it, you'll be surprised to know how far you can go. And so today, I got Kira in the place here with me. Kira, I ain't getting them your full name because I can let you introduce yourself. But, you know, I see you got some delicious things in front of you. And it look good. They staying with us today or are they going somewhere else?
Oh, most definitely. They are.
They staying with me?
Yeah, most definitely. Oh,
Jesus, Lord of God, for 150 pounds.
There is no, but no Gabby in me.
I was just about to say, Gabby gets first pick.
What? And how are you going to Gabby's side already? And I bring you here. What the hell?
Gabby gets
first Chris pick. Anelli, cuss, thank you, Jesus, for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I ain't cuss just now because that thing look good. But introduce me. What you're about.
My name is Akira Molly. I'm a mom of two. A baker.
A mom of two?
Mm-hmm.
How you get, anyway, go ahead.
And I wouldn't call myself a small business owner. I'll call myself a business owner in the Bahamas. My business is Thanks a Bunch. Well, that's one of my businesses.
One?
Yes, one.
You got more than one?
Yes. I do babysitting, children's services, you know, children's parties and babysitting and all of that. But my love is really for Thanks a Bunch. I have a lot of persons that love the banana bread.
The banana
they love
bread.
It. Yes.
Mm. And all of that is banana bread in front of you?
Yes, sir. I have a variety of nuts, coconut, which is the favorite, ginger, chocolate chip, walnut. Plain.
This is like a goosebumps just now. Lord, it look good.
It's the one where they put the coconut in, because I know people don't like them.
Coconut in banana bread?
Yes. That's the favorite.
That's the favorite.
I'm telling you.
Have you ever tried it? Okay? Don't knock it till you try, because I's a big back.
And you like problems. You, but the Africans say you like problems. Listen, man, it looks like a very good presentation. And the reason how I met you about this is that you mentioned that you're going to an expo of some sort to share this. And how does expos work? Is that like a big money maker for young people? If young people can find a talent, is that something that they can use like at different public events? How does that work?
Yes, it's definitely a way to get yourself out there. I first started with the BAIC under Ms. Burroughs. Shout out to Ms. Burroughs at the BAIC. Mm-hmm. I would have done the Taste and Tell. My first year would have been last year. And I realized when I went out there, the feedback that I got from the tourists and locals, it was just overwhelming, to be honest. Like
overwhelming, like in plenty money coming our way?
Yes, sir.
So you got partners in this business, or it's just you and the
it's
two
children? It's just me one. It's just me one. I do all the baking, the marketing. Shout out to my marketing crew. We market it. They do all my marketing products. I do all the delivery. That's me.
Mm, and your hair look good, too. So you ain't look like you're falling apart. Like, you know, some people, when they try to do business, they're literally falling apart. You and Gabby got some money hidden somewhere, because y'all has always been looking good. And Evie and Sean and the whole rest of the gang. Yeah, Gabby did say hello to you today, but I don't think she's sharing none of this banana bread. You sharing any of this with them? Or look at Gabby getting quiet. You ain't sharing? What about hubby?
They supposed to be sending me things.
What about hubby?
He could get peace.
It's really good. Whatever.
Well, folks, that's Kira. Kira, give us some information real quick. Let them know where you're going to be this weekend. We just want to encourage some of our small business people out there. For those people who would like to market using Guardian Radio, the numbers are 302-2300, 302-2300. You can have an interview of sort if you'd like to have one to come on and let us know who you are, where you are, what you're all about. But go ahead, Ms. Kira, tell us as much as you could about yourself in 2 minutes. Let me hear what you got.
Okay, so this Saturday, I'm going to be at the Nassau Cruise Port. Sorry, they're having a wellness fair, Harvest and Health. It's from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. There's a variety of different vendors that are going to be there. So if you're looking forward to this nice, delicious banana bread, I will be out there. Look for me.
Hey, that's beautiful, man. You got to tell those people in the port, they got to come and bring their advertising dollars here to Guardian Radio. And then you notice, folks, I'm a very, very good listener, you know. The lady say it's her and her two kids. You know, her and her two kids. Now, what I tell you fellas, man, y'all got to pull up your socks and making some money. They ain't asking you for nothing much, but you fellas, I'm joking, eh? And this woman's so beautiful. You got some hair, look like Rapunzel, go all the way down to the waist, and her skin is glowing. And guess what, fellas? Unlike the rest of them other people, the ladies, let me just be decent, with the long nails and everything else, this woman is gorgeous, but guess what? She could go in the kitchen.
That's
not
right.
Saying that you can't join her now. You fellas got to learn how to bake and cook too. But at least the woman have a skill and she got a business. This is the type of lady you young men need to look for. Stop running after the junglers. We done with that. Or y'all fighting over junglers, killing yourself over junglers. It ain't what it was for Bam. I must call the business name. See, y'all ain't running me hot. I ain't calling no business people name on these people radio. But Kira, it's beautiful to have met you. I appreciate the delicious samples, they're no real sample now. They're huge. They're like how Jesus is multiplied. I like you. I like you already. You're not a multiplied food. Look at them three big pan of banana bread.
Yeah, I love banana bread, but I like the one with the coconut in it. And I don't know what y'all problem is with the good banana bread with when they grate that coconut in that.
You
ain't had banana bread until they grate that coconut in that.
Give them
your
phone number.
Now, when they put the raisin in it, it don't make no sense.
Give them your phone number quickly and how they can find you again. And then we got to get into some politics with Gabby.
Yes. So you can contact me at 556-7395 or on Instagram at It's Thanks a Bunch. That's ItsThanksABunch. It's Thanks a Bunch or on TikTok.
Okay. But I hope they got that. Do you want to repeat it one more time?
Mainly, you can contact me on my 567-395.
I got you, my friend. Well, hey, I'm a man of my word. I appreciate having you here today. And I'll spread the word, man. Tell the folks they could come sit with me, Guardian Radio 302-2300. We can talk about your business, all of your endeavors. We can make this actually happen because they want to know what the price is for them type of things. It's just affordable, right?
It's affordable.
Just affordable.
They're made with lots of love.
Lots of love. They just need to bring the pocketbook, eh?
Yes.
And the plastic credit
card. Listen, my mommy done tell me thanks for her piece, too. She done quick as that. She done
I love it,
me.
Mom.
Listen, look how I got to share this banana bread. All kind of ways are ready. And don't let my little sister hear. Lord, it over now for me.
Sounds like.
I hope my husband ain't listening today because...
You want
I can't
share?
Even sneak it. No, I have to share it because he bring me this delicious cheesecake last night from one of my favorite pastry chefs. So I can't. I got have to share this because then I could be really a big broad back.
Chris, we want to talk politics, right? But guess what? I got two women in here smiling, and you should see when they came in here. They was fighting. They was beating me up. But now they love some Garth Millard Rosebud. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Guardian Radio today. We're going to take a break. We'll be right on back. We got to talk some politics here. Gabby has it going on. You'll be right back.
With you now, tell me why I never seem to make you happy, though heaven knows I try. What does it take to please you? Tell me just how.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
If you come from the island, you know nothing is more important than family. I am Brian Brown. And the people of Golden Isles are my family. I'm proud to serve my neighbors and friends. I'm asking for your vote to be your next MP. I believe in showing up all the time, not just election time. So on November 24th, vote FNM, because this time around, we are going with Brian Brown.
Paid for by the Free National
Beulah Movement. Beulah Gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then, guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Yes! dreaming, born and bred. I don't want to live nowhere else, even when I dead. Eyes are on him, and I always live. If you want me there by night, better tell me come 8. See, eyes are on him, and I don't like say, boy, they gonna spend my money when I go to my grave. Yes, eyes are on him, don't want to make no fuss. But if you, we know, but outside tell it, you will wanna us. Like Andrew's grabbing though, don't act like you don't know, ya know.
And you know.
Oh, how a healing go?
How they go, how they go, how they go.
Oh, don't you know?
And you know.
Yes.
Boy, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. You know, I is the type of fella, I don't know the last time I've been on Bay Street, right? But boy, when Chris jammed that just now, I got goosebumps. I just won't go downtown. I want to tear off all my clothes and get locked up. I just want to tear off my clothes and get locked up. They're like, glad to be a Bahamian. This is Garden Radio 96.9 FM right here in the studio. The food is gone and Gabby is here. Gabby, you want to get me in trouble today? We can talk some politics.
The people, yes, and you can stay right here with me.
Yeah, I can stay right here with you. I have to be punished. You're going
to
punish me.
You have to be punished for what you did
Yeah,
today.
So what I can do, we can jump right into the show, and I can walk the lady downstairs when she's ready, and then I can join you back. I ain't gonna run away. I can leave my things in here. I got plenty of things in here.
But you got to leave. Give me the key for the car. I gotta make sure knowing you may walk.
No, I can be back. I can be back. I can be back. But folks, politics is hot. Politics is hot. I live in Golden Isles. I live in Golden Isles. I have not seen this much attention in Golden Isles since I saw the last Jehovah Witness them walking through Golden Isles. They had, must be, but 40 of them running through there. And they was knocking on every door. Now y'all got y'all people coming knocking on the door like y'all know us long time.
I don't understand why we say we can't do it when the Jehovah Witness evangelize.
Every weekend.
Every weekend. Every week they have a team on the ground.
They got one woman who's a Jehovah Witness. She ain't never called her name, but her name is Rose Burrows. She's a good Jehovah Witness. And she said, what's your name? I said, Rose Burrows. She said, my name is Rose Burrows. I say, oh, so beautiful. Now we're friends. I got friends who's Jehovah's Witness. And so the Jehovah's Witness people who may be listening today, God bless you. I hope you all have a beautiful and safe weekend. And now to y'all people who knocking on people's doors. One thing I can tell you, Gabby, every smiling. Everybody's smiling when they knock on your door. Hi, how are you? And I'm like, oh, Jesus, I feel this kind of love since I've been to church last. I said, great God Almighty. I said, I feel kind of important. So let me tell you who I've seen already. I've already seen Brian Brown, Brian Roll, Lincoln Bain, Charlotte and the crew. That's Charlotte, Lincoln Bain and Charlotte Green, right? I saw Charlotte Green. I've seen from a distance Dr. Danny Johnson. I saw him two doors down. He never reached my door, but I saw him two doors down.
Did they know that that was your house?
Everybody know my house. I don't know if they think I lived there because, you know, I was a broke fella. I'm supposed to be living where I live in. So
It was a little too big.
I ain't sure they know God can live like that, but and they don't really need to know that. But the people who do know that I live there, yeah, I get in some requests. I don't know why they coming back to my door again, but how am I talking? Huh? Come on, Gabby, don't do this to me, Gabby.
You have to be punished today. I can laugh at you today.
Nah. Let me tell you what I want. Can I tell you what I want right now?
Tell us what you want before you take.
I haven't seen Darren Pickstock yet in person. I haven't seen Philip Brave Davis yet. I ain't seen none of them. I ain't seen none of them big time people yet. I ain't seen them.
You want to see them?
No, they don't have to come see me, you know. You don't really have to come see me, but you can help with me. Now, how are you talking?
Boy.
Because I got two, what do you call them, castor in a tree in front of my house. I need them to come down.
But you know who else we need to hear from God? You know how I feel when I'm on the show. We need to hear from the callers. And this caller has been on the line for quite some time, God.
Yeah, but we was talking about food and they want to talk politics. That's disrespectful. But anyway, go ahead, caller.
Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today.
Forgive me, man. We having a good time. Hey. These people beat me up so bad, and I even forget we had a phone.
God, I ain't lie. I was with my favorite talk show host.
Yeah.
You take the king, bro.
You was my friend. I could be the most hated man on earth, but I can always love the world. Because when I look at space, right, I don't see nothing in space. It's just quiet and black. It's pretty, but it's quiet and it's black. And I say, you know what? If I can't love the man I hate, I might as well go out to space. Talk to me.
You.
So we got to love each other.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I do apologize for keeping you alive. We got all this food around us, and I got goosebumps. Then they give me Jonkunu, and then Gabby forgive me and talking all this sweetness to me. So I forget you, to be honest. I honest to goodness.
I enjoy listening to you, man, honestly.
Yeah, man, I'm having a good time because I wasn't supposed to be here, but I had to keep it to one and kind of break it halfway with the other one, but we didn't break up and make up, and we didn't play that song with God we don't like. I said it too old-fashioned, so we had to bring the junk.
I didn't want to hear that on a Thursday. Thursday's a new Friday, and I wasn't into that. I wanted to feel like I was going on bay to break up the place.
But what you got on first caller? Tell us what you got.
Oh, I just want to share something.
Go ahead.
I was listening to Gabby and I think it was yesterday, on Shanique Miller them.
Yeah, that's the same, Gabby.
I was kind of surprised. I thought Gabby was really a independent person when it comes to the political arena. I got the deepest set of love towards her.
So what happened? The love gone? Yeah, the love gone.
When I hear her talk with Aaron Lewis, I was like,
that's knows? My friend. That is my friend.
I understand and that.
And we have to acknowledge where we have personal biases. Mm-hmm. So if somebody brings something, I think we have to appreciate the fact that I disclosed the fact. I could take away the friendship part and speak from a neutrality standpoint, but I just wanted to acknowledge that I indeed had a personal bias because that is my friend.
Well, I thought about it. That's why I was saying I didn't know that you was like
what?
Loyal?
Like bias concerning the political arena.
That I wasn't biased. No. I was not biased concerning the political arena because...
But that's what you're always really talking about, right?
We talked about a multitude of things.
You know what I mean when you were saying what he could do.
Well, you know what? Let me put it to you all this way. Let me fix this, bro. Stay on the line. You don't got to go nowhere. Let me fix this for you, right? Earlier this week, I just remembered I had to pick up my driver's license, right? So I gone on the Inland Revenue. And the fella in the parking lot, he from Elizabeth. I told him I can give him a shout out anyhow, right? From Elizabeth. And he said, "Boy, God, I always love listening to you, you know. But on the last show you was on, you was biased." So I now realize that bias is the new Bahamian word for this election.
Uh-huh.
Everybody biased in this election. And if you don't believe in what I believe in, you biased. Yeah. Like, I ain't biased.
But I also spoke highly of Brian Brown. So I bias Iram Lewis, Brian Brown, and they obviously never heard me spoke about Joe Beck. So I mix right up God too now.
But that's what he's saying to you. Bias is a new word. Don't feel offended. It's a good word. So yeah, the fella said to me, he said, "God, I listen to you, and you talk about Golden Isles, and I, for the first time, you make me feel like you want me vote PLP. So I say, "Well, okay, hold a minute. If you feel like bias to the PLP, let me ask you a question, man." He said, "What's the question?" I said, "You say FNM?" He said, "Yes, sir." I said, "You ever voted for PLP?" "No, sir." "Have you voted FNM all your life?" "Yes, sir." So I said, "Well, and you bias?" Now, I try to figure what he's trying to tell me. So my express is that I want the best for Golden Isles. Now, if I get in things now, and I know things, the man, but you drove on those roads in Carmichael Road West yet?
Yeah, I
know, Gabby, I know you drive all over the place. I wonder if the caller driving them roads yet.
Yeah.
How'd that feel for you?
Huh?
How'd it feel?
Well, the one where I usually roll, it's feeling good now.
Oh, Jesus,
it
man.
It feel like that couple weeks ago.
Oh, man, feel like butter.
But guess what? I didn't get the road now. Now
like
what?
No. Like
Hold on. Listen to what I'm trying to say to you now. I getting. Uh-huh. I didn't get. Things still coming. I just saying, I just like what I getting. Now, if you want me to be a liar and tell you I don't like what I getting, then I could be a liar, but I don't lie. That's what I saying, caller. Now, I biased towards me getting some of these nice things. Am I wrong for that?
No.
Okay.
But that's what? You get good bias and you get... And
thank you very much. Bias. I like that definition.
So what was my bias, caller?
You bad.
No one was a good bias.
I was
a good bias. Yeah, that was a good
because guess good what?
Bias.
The people was cussing me out in the comment section first. And then I say, Iram is my friend. And then they change their tune.
Because they see why I cuss. They see why I cuss.
I can't take it with y'all, man. I can't take it. But guess what? I could take it, roll right off my back. Yeah. What off a duck's back?
Well, Carl, I appreciate that your call, man.
Let me say what I want to say quick, God.
Go ahead.
I listened to you. You said that a couple people been by you and one person, two person you didn't see, but you would like to come by you. Right?
I mean, it would be nice if they come. They don't have to come, though.
No, you understand what you're saying. Now, I can share something with you.
Uh-huh.
I had a person would call me. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Say they need to see me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I say, okay, I live in XYZ. Mm-hmm. I live in Lazaretta Road.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They say, where are you? Now, he going to heal me, but I was to work. Right? The mm-hmm. thing that's where he is right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know who I saw, who I thought would come to my doorstep?
Who?
Brian Rule.
Yeah, man, I know Brian Roll. He's going fishing on my boat. He's a nice guy, too.
He's the only person I see so far now.
Oh, Brian Roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was out on Saturday. I think it was Saturday they was out, and I saw him.
I see the woman.
So before we take the next caller, do you recall me saying that it is just about impossible for these men running to actually cover the entire constituency of Golden Isles, except for maybe Brian Brown, who's been there covering it for the last 8 years?
I don't think none of them covered this whole.
They're telling me now, not even Brian Brown has covered the whole constituency. You know how big Golden Isles is?
I don't think Brian Brown covered the whole of the Golden Isles.
Because you got to go in the back in the bush on the track road to go from Bacardi Road straight to Coral Harbor. You know, we got a track road in the back there, right?
That's why I said.
Plenty people live in the back there.
Every day.
Hey, man, I appreciate the call.
He might have been on the ground, but he ain't cover all.
Hey, man, great call, my friend. And we'll continue to enjoy the Butter Road, especially on Lazaretta Bend. We got to fix that. That's still holy,
before
eh?
Before I go, God, uh-huh. Does the lady do delivery?
Just take my number. I can answer all your questions. 807.
I get a number. I can call her.
Oh, you can call her? Okay, then. Well, you got that number. I got you. That's
make sure you make a purchase when you call. Don't just call a number now.
That's what I'm calling for, God. But you just call up my favorite banana bread.
Okay, uh-huh. Okay, but she will. I think she can deliver.
Adding coconut.
But,
you see,
listen. When you say she deliver, you then make her into an F&M. That's the problem. I try not to use that word.
No.
Come on, man. I try to be in this Gabby show. You know, you got me talking. Let me take the next caller, brother. All right, man. Next call on the line. Let's go.
Mr. Gothrosborough.
My apologies again, my brother. Boy, this phone. We are having a good time. How you doing, sir? That's my good friend. This is my brother on the phone now.
I'm good, man.
You're going to beat me up today, though. Not you.
To your co-host and to the nation,
good day. Mr. Burrows,
one of your earlier colleagues
mm-hmm.
Was talking about the aging white saga, where he decided to use the TRP poster as a footmark.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually endorsed it on the air, saying that he sees nothing wrong with it. Now, let me ask you a question. Had there been a PLP MP or cabinet minister that has done that, do you think that conversation would go the same? Do you think it would be so widely accepted by Bahamians?
Yeah, I think we're looking at a situation of cause and effect. I think what people are looking for is a situation of conversation. Remember I spoke to you about that with the throwing out of the mace out of the window and such other antics. Right now in the silly season, people will attempt to find a problem with you. They've done it to you all your life. I know who you are. I know no one works harder than you do. I am certain you don't get all the respect and all of the mention of the work that you do. And it's the nature of people. And so who speaks of you, because you're my friend and my brother, I will tell them nobody, because I know I work hard. I sure I work hard. I don't even know one work as hard as you. And so to see such an antic, I think it does happen both ways, but people are just simply looking for an excuse. But you recall back in 2011 when I was with you all and we were in Elizabeth by-election. Remember when we went that whole night, we put up all the signs on the lamppost and by the following morning they took them down?
Yes, sir. Shocking.
Yeah. So one day, you know, we'll have a conversation with that on the air, but you're right, it has happened on both sides. And it's not a beautiful thing. We need to mature up a little bit, but everyone is looking for brownie points right now. Just keep doing the work that you're doing, because I think you're doing a fabulous job.
Is why is it not accepted from the PLP, but it's accepted from the FNM? Why do you think that is? Okay, and secondly, I just don't think it would be accepted if it was a PLP who would have done that. Versus it being Adrian White, who's an F&M.
You'd have a different chorus.
The PLP, I think the conversation different way. They would have called the PLP everything but a child of God and everything. And I think it is really unfair that this man, because who he is and because of his color, he is able to do something like that. And people say they accept it.
Well, Gabby has a twist on it, but I thank you for the call, my friend, and we'll talk about that. Gabby has that on her agenda.
He actually preempted. That's one of the political conversations that we intended to have today. The Adrian White situation, but I want to get to some of these texters because I have to show the texters love because the texters say, God is on the show. Go straight through with the callers and forget about this little phone line. He is open to text.
Last time we read, but 20 texts, we couldn't read all. You
time,
forget it.
All the time.
And say you got another caller.
They have to wait 1 minute so I could get some text in.
Go on in there. This is your show. Go on.
So it says, yeah, them roads feel real good now. I know you ain't wrong. I want things too. And you may get them because you see more politicians than me. Laugh out loud. God,
you
I think
you?
That text was for you.
I didn't see
they
more politicians.
They were talking about you. That was your statement.
I don't
you to see the politician.
Me?
You. Use the big golden house.
We ain't got no politicians in Guardian. Any politicians in Guardian? Hey, bro, any politicians out here? Hey, Chris.
It says, hi, God. Have it not been for a by-election, do you think the people of Golden Isles would have gotten all this attention? People of Golden Isles, please use wisdom and don't be bored. Coming in from the text line, God.
What you mean, don't be bored?
They said, do you think y'all would get all this attention had it not been? They say y'all could get.
Okay, take the callers and then I can talk about that.
Okay, let me read the last text then. This texter says, who's very long-winded.
Okay, so let me take the caller and then I get back to them.
No, the callers is be even long-winded.
No, they ain't be long-winded. Go ahead, caller.
Good God.
Hey.
How you doing, man? You and your co-host.
Yeah, we fighting today.
Yeah, but, we really fighting.
You know, whoever go... The people in Miami already can make up with whoever they can vote for.
That is true.
That's going to be final and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my last point is, I hear you saying about this bias, people buying this on.
Bias.
They take something, they want to say something, and you be, but it is good and it's bad. See, if we have a job to do, whether that's my boy or that's my cousin or my brother,
mm-hmm.
and somebody do wrong,
mm-hmm.
and you was asked a question
mm-hmm.
about that individual, and if you be an honest person or honest woman, you will tell the media or tell the callers them that person was wrong for doing this. See, in this country, this is the reason why we can't get this country right. Because whether it's a PLP or FNM, if they know they're wrong, you have to call it out and say they're wrong.
Call sin by his name.
And that is so simple as that. As I use a biblical scripture, Paul said, if an angel come from heaven and preach something else different from what we preach, let it be a case. In other words, it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so sad how we just visit this little country. We can't fix because why? I love this politician, and if he do something wrong, and if I ask a question, I can say, "This my friend or this mm-hmm. my boy."
Hold on now. I feel
that's
attacked.
Like that.
I feel. You say
he
woman.
He said the man wrong, and
it wasn't asked. What are we talking about here?
What are we talking about?
He's talking about fairness. He's talking
exactly.
about honesty. He's
but he specifically about... used a gender role. He didn't say man or woman.
That's
specifically.
Bohemian. That's Bohemian.
No. Bohemians, when they specifically use a gender role, they tend to use man. If the man do something. But he specifically, in this instant, pointed out the
okay,
woman's
let me ask
bias.
Him. Let me ask
so
him.
I need to understand who is he referring to.
Was that intentional?
No, we will be referring to people talking about... And not being biased when you somebody asks a question, and then we all are, well, you know something? That's my friend, and I can't ask it because I kind of biased about this. Okay, you may be, but if you know the man is wrong or the woman is wrong for saying something, then just say, well, she was wrong. That she still could be your friend, you know.
I bet you on that, my boy. I appreciate
thank you
your
so
call.
Much for your call, caller. Thank you so much for your call. I think we have to appreciate the fact of when someone says, I don't think there was a question asked about in the instance of the person doing right versus wrong when the caller prior would have asked in terms of referencing a friendship. I think we're so used to people not disclosing conflicts of interest that when it is disclosed and we say, now my assessment could come across as this due to the proximity of the relationship that I have with the person. Therefore, if you have a judge who is a family member of yours, one of your aunts, Garth, may be a judge for them with a court case. You put a tenant in court, you need your money. And the judge recognizes that Garth Maynard Roseboro is her nephew. You come before, no matter how strong of a case, no matter how much law, how the judge knows how to apply that law, that judge will say, because of the proximity that I have to God, I don't even want the appearance.
I understand what you're saying, Gabby.
But I think we can't appreciate it because we feel like we can still sit, that judge can still sit from a point of neutrality.
Gabby.
But because others may presume that, oh, that's God, Annie, so that's why she rule in his favor.
Yeah,
the
Gabby,
judge may say, I'm going to recuse myself
Gabby.
From that case.
I got it.
So that is why I am saying that there are oftentimes Nassau only 21-7.
But Gabby, I hear you. All you wanted to say in one short sentence was, we ain't ready for the Freedom of Information Act.
No.
Okay,
no,
good. Next caller, please.
I'm listening to that discourse just now, and all I can think of is Bob Marley's song, "Me Throw My Stone, Bob in the Corner Bow."
Boy, you're good.
I mean, I'm listening to the discourse, and it's interesting. The caller previously just said something, and I want to get your feedback on it. Do you think that the voting populace is truly informed enough to make an informed vote?
I don't think they care. I really don't think they care. We're traditional people. We're comfortable with the way we have done things over the years. Anything that is different, it may be, I guess, praised for being different, but at the same time, it's not accepted for use. That's just who we are.
Do you think we're going to see a change in that over the next generation?
The change has to not come from the children that you see today. The change is probably going to come from their children out of necessity. The children of today, if you look at the children today, they are more spoiled than their parents. And their parents are totally spoiled. Everyone is expecting something for nothing. No one wants to go into the kitchen and cook. We go to fast food restaurants. We don't even know what it means to even pay for life insurance. We don't know what it means to pay for medical insurance. The responsible things of life is not being taught to the generation now or the generation to come. And out of necessity, a leader is going to have to rise up and actually remind us that if we're going to have a productive life, a paradisical existence, that we're going to have to show the people the way to a better existence.
And I'll ask one last question. I think this is how it is by design.
It's always by design. The world works on a design. It works on a system. And the only way to beat any system is to take the system within. I guess I lost him.
Yeah, he said he'd listen on the other.
Yeah, and revamp. And then you use the strength of the system for yourself and build yourself.
But
that's what successful people do.
The caller asked if it was by design. It was absolutely by design,
yeah.
Which is why we only had up to a certain point third grade education, then sixth grade education.
Mm-hmm.
The lack thereof of a civic education, which is still optional in schools.
Mm-hmm.
How is learning about where you come from, history of the country that you call home, how is that still an option? It's an option because we want to limit the knowledge, because oftentimes history repeats itself because we don't even know what we're doing.
You want me to tell you a secret? You won't believe it if I tell you. I went to college for 4 years in Jamaica, and I preached all over Jamaica. I was very popular. Then I went to Michigan, and I preached all over Michigan, Bermuda, Mexico, Cayman. I've done all these things, right? And I figured, you know what? I'm a bad preacher, boy. Boy, I know how to preach. I'm a good pastor material. Do you know when I graduated after 7 years of university and I got my first church, I recognized very quickly, I didn't know nothing. I just didn't know the system. Because when we went to school, we went to school to pass the classes.
Yeah.
We only want to get an A grade. Mm-hmm. But now to make the application and make sense out of it as to why
we learn
the system
a lot of
exists,
theory.
I only learned the system after I came out of university and had to immerse myself into life and find out what it's really all about. Mm-hmm. And so many people are immersed in the political system, but they don't understand it. Not even the politicians understand it. If you talk to many of the MPs, they don't really know what it's all about. They only look at the surface details of what it means to be an MP, but to really get in there and to do what they have to do to assist the people to overcome a system that is not working, we don't have those people. Next caller on the line, go ahead. Next caller. Caller, you on the line? Let me take another caller. Caller? Next caller on the line, go ahead.
Hello, hey, God.
Hey, man, those other callers have to call me back. I think we lost them. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Gabby, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Great, God. I have heard you responded to that gentleman just now when he asked if you think the general populace have is educated enough to make sound decisions when it comes down to voting.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, I mean, your response, it really wasn't good. Because
that's okay.
First and foremost, that sounded like a Jamaican national.
Okay.
Who was speaking to you.
So they don't know anything about politics, right?
Sorry?
They don't know anything about politics.
No. I don't think that kind of question should have been dismissed.
Tell me, why would you dismiss it?
He said it sounded like a...
No, because a Jamaican asked a question on a Bahamian show.
But that
show,
doesn't necessarily mean that person isn't a Bahamian citizen because of how they sound.
Yeah, but
the most people that I hear calling this show and people that I know who are Bahamians and who live in the Bahamas,
okay,
they are educated people.
Okay.
Especially the people on the other show.
And you're educated too?
And absolutely.
Okay.
And this is the reason
so
why I'm calling you to dismiss that. Another thing I heard you...
Hold on. See, you caused me to get rude on you. You just ain't educated enough. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The man who think he know everything don't know nothing. I just told you as a pastor, I thought I knew and I didn't know. What part of humility don't you understand? I can cut you every time you call and talk nonsense to me. This is a show, and everybody has a right to an opinion. And that's the first rule of education. Ain't nothing factual. Everything is just an opinion. Some proven, some not. Next call on the line.
God, what's happening?
Man, I don't know why I stayed in here today. I supposed to be on my way. This banana bread and thing got me sticking around. And anyway, go ahead.
Hey, Gabby, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
If I could just respond to the caller who talked about the PLP sign being walked.
Go ahead. You're the last PLP caller before the news. So we got to get to the news. So you got about 1 minute, 30 seconds to get it in.
In 1990, I made fig tree in the front of the Supreme Court in Parliament Square.
Mm-hmm.
The Honorable Fred Mitchell burned a copy of the Obama's Constitution as a form of protest.
Mm-hmm.
And I quote, I read from an article. He stated, it was a symbolic act to light a fire for freedom and to send a message to the government, which he felt was not upholding the Constitution. The ashes was then sent to the Prime Minister, Sir Lyndon Tilden.
Wow.
Where's the outrage for the patriarchs who's complaining about this scattered sign was already on the road? It ain't like the sign was torn down or it was taken.
Matter
down,
of fact, it was thrown there.
This was already on the ground, already mm-hmm. being walked on, probably being driven on, probably being on the ground for we don't know how long. Why aren't these people have the same outrage about when Fred Mitchell burned the Constitution and sent it to the former Prime Minister, Sir Lyndon Tilden? You know, and I just find it disheartening that coincidentally, the caller mentioned that Adrian White is white. You know, back to the same old playbook, back to the roots days. Calling up and continue to live.
Hey, man, I appreciate your call, Gabby. I don't know, man, Gabby, what type of show is this today?
We go into the news. Listen, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll pick this up on the other side of the news break because me and God can fight when the mic go off. We'll be right back.
I love to compete.
But when my side lose, I say they cheat. See, eyes of a Bohemian, and I like the Vins. I like the Lakers too, but only when they win. Ha! Eyes of a Bohemian, shopping is a thing.
This is Guardian Radio for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Hairy, born and bred. I don't want to live nowhere else, even when I dead. Eyes of a Bohemian, and I always late. If you want me there by 9, better tell me come 8. See, eyes of a Bohemian, and I don't like say. Nobody gonna spend my money, then I go to my grave. Yes, eyes of a Bohemian, don't want make no fuss. But if you we know, but outside tell it, you will wanna us. Like Andrew's grabbing though, don't act like you don't know, ya know.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
How Bohemian go.
How they go, how they go, how they go. That's just how my Bohemian people go. 96.9 FM, Guardian Radio today, Gabby and Garth in your company, all the way up to the 4 p.m. hour. And today, you know, we're just having a really broad conversation today because, you know, we love to open up these lines for the callers to get in what they have to get in. And sometimes it takes us off into all sorts of directions and tell God, run hot. How you all like today? How you get hot?
I ain't hot. They always say get bent out of shape, you know. I ain't bent out of shape, you know. Listen, we having a show. The lines are open for you. The phone numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of violence, 300-5720. You can text in at 422-4796. So let's just be decent. Let's have some fun. Let's love each other. And let's listen to Gabby read these texts.
And speaking of texts, let's get straight to it. The texter said, good day, Gabby and God. That caller was being very disingenuous when he said that one host said that he didn't see anything wrong with what Adrian White did. And so he said that it was accepted by everyone. That is wrong. This text is saying everyone didn't accept it. That's one man's opinion. Listen, the person with the mic said that was his opinion. That was not because you have a different opinion means everyone got to be on your side, God. Some days me and God on the same side. Other days, we on different sides. Does that mean anything?
You didn't take all the banana bread? Now I ain't getting none. What happened?
You ain't need no... That big bag over there of banana bread sitting there for you. I watching out for your sugar. You ain't need no banana bread.
Suppose the people in the office want some banana bread. I got to share that.
Yeah, that's your problem.
That's what I just do.
That sounds like a God problem.
I said it in Bohemian colloquial terms. That's what I just do.
Yeah.
I just share.
Listen, you done caused my, everybody done text my phone now, asking me for their piece. So okay. I ain't got much pieces left.
When Chris didn't get his.
I done make sure Chris get his.
So the person saying, what, only they must have an opinion? Only one person must have a view? Only one person must be intelligent? I don't understand.
Yeah, other than that, we biased. We're very biased. And it's so funny because of all the sides to put the bias for me on. That's how I only could laugh.
But you was biased, Chris.
All kind of way.
You bias for COI because Iram is your friend.
Uh-huh.
You bias for the F&M. Uh-huh. And you bias for the PLD because Joe Better's your friend.
Yeah.
Salad?
You know I as a Bohemian. I love Kong Salad.
Okay, man.
It ain't right if it ain't mixed up. But let's get back to these texts, man, God. This texter says, good afternoon. I don't think what Mr. Adrian White did was right. But it's that crazy political season. Do we remember during a political rally, the ex-PM Christie gave the finger and the present Minister of National Security on the same stage made a gesture to say, kiss his donkey.
Okay, now, see, they being trapped, see there. But anyway, let me put this to you all. And I know we have blown this far out of proportion. This is Garth Menard Roseborough saying this to you today. Let me tell you what really made the difference. The camera. Because it went to social media and it was shared abroad and people were liking and disliking and conversating about it, we made it into a huge deal. Mm-hmm. On that particular day, this was so much of a deal, no one was worrying about Freedom of Information Act anymore. Nobody's worrying about the death penalty. No one is worrying about fat. No one is worrying about the state of social affairs in the country. No one is worrying about the environment. All the issues of this country are high cost of living. No one is mm-hmm. concerned about the BPL bill. All these are still issues, you know. Mm-hmm. But we were distracted by a sign and someone walking on a sign.
That was already
this
on
tells
the ground.
Us the majority level of our country. See, for me, I'm not distracted. Mm-hmm. When I saw that, that didn't even move me. What the sign got to do with God who live in Adelaide? What I got to do with the person walking on the sign? That don't do nothing for me.
I
got
to do with the code.
That don't pay my customs duty tax. That don't pay my VAT. That don't pay nothing for God. My light bill, my water bill, my food bill, my gasoline bill. These are still issues on the table. People, when you talk about substance, man. Talk about substance. The little trivial things, child's play. Let's get back to work and let's get back to business. I said the roads feel smooth like what? Butter. What's next? Let's keep this thing going.
Well, God, according to this text, good afternoon, G&G. You like that? Good afternoon, G&G.
I can tell, Darwin.
Why do politicians take all of us for the average bohemians? Give us a little bit of crumbs and expect us to be grateful for paving a road? Man, that's their job. And our tax money doing it. Come on. We are much smarter than this.
No.
This is the text, sir.
No. You gotta address that one, Akabi.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate them road because let me tell you, if it wasn't for the by-election, I wasn't sure we can get them roads and we get them road. When West Grandma and Bimley got their attention, ain't they get things? I keep telling you all, man, by-election is bring things. And if you happen to have a by-election, you can get some things for your area too. And only the fool would be improved. Mm-hmm. So just because you want improvement now and the PLP is the government makes you a PLP because you're saying thanks? Come on, man. I'm so happy for Golden Isles right now.
I don't think that's what they're saying.
But tell me what they're saying, then.
God, I think persons are saying, let's not get our pennies in a bunch because this is what you were supposed to be doing to begin with. I think a lot of times, our thing is mediocrity. We love to praise. I'm applauding a fish for swimming.
No, what I'm saying is that I agree with what they're attempting to say. But I'm saying they didn't have to do it even now, and I'm thankful for it. I want
to
say I'm
why
thankful.
Why they didn't have to do it?
It don't matter. They don't never have to do it.
They why not?
They don't have
that's
to.
That's the problem. They okay. never doing it. That's why we keep getting their hips sent home. But you're coming there. All you want to do is ride up in our car with AC burning, go there, bound by Ministry of Works. AC, all you do is say, fill up the tank, ride up and down all day, and we can't get a little bit of road pay.
But this is what we see. That's only what we see. Whatever happening behind the scenes, I don't know. All I need is my road get paved.
And I love that.
Thank you.
And I'm very happy because I had to drive on that horse and carriage road every day.
I say thank you. Next call on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Caller, turn down your radio first, please.
Hello.
Caller on the line.
Hey, what's saying, guy?
Man, I'm doing great today, my brother. Trying to stay positive.
Positive, eh?
Yeah, my positive is good.
But I could try to continue the positiveness. Good day, Ms. Garvey.
Good day.
Okay. I was trying to find out from you all if you are just talking about the by-election or if you are talking about what might have been on the news or a little open line or something.
You could talk what you want to have a
what
Thursday.
You want,
okay,
I want
to know how you all feel about what reported on the Guardian News for this lady, Ms. Critical Care
Nurse. I had that
nurse,
computer.
Mm-hmm. Who must he do was when recording on social media, trying to send a message to the Prime Minister to know what they're going through there. And I understand
she was suspended.
I don't know, the word ain't fire.
Suspended.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we doing them kind of foolishness? How, like the chairman of the FNN. I don't want to quote them, because I ain't told no water for them, but it's, they make sense. I agree with them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean.
It goes off in spite of your face.
Yeah.
The issue is, though, Papa, is
this. We can't afford to send her home.
Yeah, but this is the issue. The issue is that these agencies are governed by managers. Okay. And so there's a system in place that governs these individuals. I understand. Look at Gabby making up a face.
God.
Okay, let me ask a question, Gabby.
You just curling up the...
Let me ask a question.
Which,
okay, let me ask a question then. No, Papa, I can ask it this way then. Let me be blunt.
I have another point. I
won't be blunt with Gabby.
No one fired her. She hasn't been fired.
Okay, which politician suspended her? Which politician suspended her?
I don't know. This is a breaking story.
The Guardian didn't tell us
which
politician suspended her.
Okay,
this is a developing story.
Do you believe that a politician suspended her?
If I believe a politician did that?
Yeah.
No, I believe, like how you was going to explain, they have a body, they have people
that's
they
all
have
they saying.
To do, and maybe she might have crossed the line and they let her go, but we can't afford to send people like her home right now.
Yes, you can talk to the body and let the body know that, listen, man, we need to give her some
Is
grace.
The body politically influenced, though? We know these bodies and arms are often sometimes politically influenced as well. We can't ignore that point.
But we can assume.
We're assuming. Okay. We don't know what's happened. This is a developing story.
That's
but like Papa said, we cannot afford to do that. There have been many persons that have spoken out of turn and lots of about a lot of things
skip all the
and
politics.
They didn't go
skip
home.
All the politics. It's the time the Bahamian people need to support people like that. We can't afford to send a home
and a critical care nurse at that.
Working critical care and we can send her home because she just say the roof leaking and she won't be able to take care of the patients a little bit. The next point is that the Minister of Housing and Herbert Renewal saying that we have a housing crisis. I think a lot of us agree with him. He sounds like they're having a fight between him and some bankers. I know that's the Bowman, something like that.
So what's the housing crisis? Explain it to me, Papa.
The banking people said we do not have a housing crisis. We have a lot of houses what either being repossessed or sitting down there getting dilapidated and stuff like that. So they was disagreeing on that. And I think the Bahamian people agree with the banking man and the minister. Now, the minister come yesterday, sound like in the House Assembly and saying, he without calling any names, he's saying those persons who have those opinions, I don't want to say he say they the problem, but he say they afraid to be the lose. Like if they work with the people, they might lose some money. The people who like mightn't pay their mortgages. So
I like that conversation.
And stuff like that. The minister was suggesting there should be more. At least that's what he sound like he's saying to me. They should do to assist those people. Them maybe with getting back in those houses and stuff like that. But I think the government have a responsibility to do just what they need to do to build the homes and do whatsoever. So I know how you all feel about that. Do we have a crisis, a housing crisis, or not? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Thanks. Chris, you have the story for us on the nurse. Chris, you have the story because I know if God had a chance to hear the story on the nurse. Chris, quickly get that queued up for us and the listeners. Go ahead, nurse.
Minister of Health Dr. Dwayne Sands is condemning the reported suspension of a nurse at Princess Margaret Hospital after she spoke out about the state of the public healthcare system in a video that has gone viral on social media. In the video, Nurse Pearl Williams issued a passionate public appeal to Prime Minister Philip Davis, calling for urgent action to address what she described as serious challenges at PMH.
Mr. Prime Minister, out of the goodness of your heart, please listen to the many concerns we have at the Princess Margaret Hospital. The roofs are leaking, Mr. Prime Minister. Lack of supplies. Lack of human resources. Not to mention the rodent problem that we have. When will the accident and emergency department be open, Mr. Prime Minister? So that we can treat our patients with dignity.
Dr. Sands, who has worked closely with Williams in the past, says she was simply speaking the truth about conditions many healthcare workers have been facing for years.
Self-described as a concerned nurse at PMH, she begged PM Davis to intervene, and I quote, out of the goodness of his heart. What did she get for her effort? She was suspended. Let that sink in now. This is a nurse who spoke in general terms about issues already covered in the press, in the public domain. Every single thing she said was true. And yet, she was suspended. Now, this is a senior, competent, capable, caring, excellent Bahamian ICU nurse who I've worked with for years.
Sands, a highly skilled critical care expert, and said her place is at the hospital serving patients, not on suspension.
PMH, matter of fact, the Bahamas, has a serious shortage of critical care nurses. Beds are closed in the ICU because we don't have enough qualified nurses. We import critical care nurses from places as far as Jibim because Bahamian nurses are leaving in droves. Many don't feel respected. So after one of your best, one of your committed, one of your talented Bahamian nurses speaks the truth.
Dr. Sands says he stands with Williams. The Nassau Guardian has contacted the Public Hospitals Authority for comment, but has not yet received a response. Reporting for the Guardian News Network, I'm Veronique Toot.
Listen, that was the cry. Because I write you having to row, God, during this break. Why we on two sides of the fence today, God?
Let me take one caller so I can cool down and you can cool down.
Take
Let me
take one caller.
Go ahead, caller.
God.
Hey.
Yeah, I mean,
God, you won't go along right now, because listen to me, brother. After listening to that, I take a gap for 10 times. I don't see what she did was wrong. And you know how the optics look. You understand, God? This is the Bahamas now. You know everyone saying
yeah, you really ain't called to help me cool down. You want to keep me hot. Yeah, okay then.
Drink some of whatever in this bottle right
that's
now.
Water.
What in this bottle?
That's right. Water. That's a good water. Alkaline
that's
water.
Good water you got.
Yeah, alkaline. Mm-hmm. I appreciate your call.
That's how the people thinking, God.
I hear you, but I appreciate your call.
That's the optics.
I hear you. I like that. I like your call.
Let me read this text in between, though. They say, good day. I enjoy listening. I left Nassau, Bahamas recently and moved to Tampa, Florida. This was the best decision that I made for myself, a young, educated professional. I encourage all young behemoths with vision who want better for themselves to leave that place. The world is large and with opportunities.
Okay.
This is what a young behemoth say. You just tell me what you just tell me what they must do.
Hold on, but listen, they trying to tell you.
They hear you. Eh?
No, I can tell you what they're trying to tell you. Do you know how expensive it is to live in the United States right now? You know the cost of food in the United States is higher than that of the Bahamas? Do you know that? Do you know how difficult it is to work all day in America and have to pay the abundant taxes on your salary? You still got sales tax. You think life in America is easy after you spend all your money, all your life for a mortgage for a property that you could never own? Do you know when there is a sewage problem under the streets in America? If you live in front of that sewer where it's broken, you know who pays for that? You do. And I know my parents have paid up to $33,000 a time to repair broken pipes in front of the house. I ain't asking no questions about that. So when behemoths start to complain, I don't want y'all to believe for 1 minute that going north is going to be better for you. I got a whole lot of people up north trying to get back to the Bahamas. Now, let me say something about the hospital situation. And do I empathize and sympathize with the nurse? Of course, I do. Physiology teacher for the nurses in this country at the University of the Bahamas. But let me say this to you. My issue has always been that of consistency. I heard the chairman of the Free National Movement join in the complaint section. I asked one question to Gabby while we started fighting. Wasn't that man the Minister of Health?
He was, but I don't want this because someone jumped on something. I don't want this to become about him, God. And that's why I had to fight you on it.
No,
because I just like you said, we're getting distracted while other issues exist. Gabby, I don't want you to get distracted with Gabby, Dr. Dwayne Sands.
Gabby, let me finish.
But finish strong.
No, let me finish right. I am saying to everyone, he has to know the difficulty behind the scenes that you and I don't know as to why they couldn't complete these projects in their term. Now, whatever the problems are in this term, I'm not saying they do not exist. Yes, to improve the working conditions of the hospital. Yes, but I just simply don't want people to make that political because this is an issue that we've been having now for how many years? How many years have we had mold in the hospital under each administration? How many years have you ever been in an accident emergency, Gabby? Where you got to wait there almost 48 hours?
I almost didn't live in there.
That's what I'm trying to say to you. So when has things not happened in accident emergency to our approval? Every time we go to Princess Margaret Hospital, we go there in horror. So this ain't nothing new.
It's
a problem that whoever even wins this by-election or the next election, I guarantee the problem's still going to be there. And I guarantee whoever, if a new party sits in the House of Assembly, I guarantee the problem's still going to be there.
But God, guess what? You've been crying out about your roads in Golden Isles.
Yes.
You've been crying out. You cried out so much, and you said the specific locations that Lazaretta Bend get paved.
Yes. Yes.
Shall Lazaretta Road get paved?
Yes.
So this nurse is simply saying, the last set didn't do it, so we kicked them out.
So
now, if I maybe cry out to this set, to the Prime Minister who doing things out of the goodness of his heart, if he could hear my message, maybe this time around, I could get it fixed.
That's not a problem. I applaud that. I encourage that.
So you can't.
I just said, do not make it political.
But this nurse did not make it political. This nurse is saying, listen,
no.
I was dealing with this from the roof was leaking. Yes, the roof was leaking from the last administration. Yes, these things existed. But you tell me you was going to fix it. I kicked them advocating. I am here to tell the people, listen, I need my message to get as far as the highest office, the second highest office, because the governor general's office is the highest, right? The second highest office in the land, and I need the prime minister, because while he said in December he given these union people lay money, I need him to know the roof leaking in BMH. Accident emergency still ain't fixed. Listen, give that woman back her darn job. Send her to work. Send her to work because we cannot afford. I spent the other day 48 hours in accident emergency because y'all were short staffed. That woman need to be to work. I don't care. If she didn't do anything to endanger the patients of PMH, she may have hurt y'all egos. But if she didn't do anything, send that woman to work and let her save some lives. Let her get some of them people out of the hospital hallway and get them home, okay? We don't have manpower. We scarce resources and we got time to be sending people home because they come on the media and say they need help. Well, what a time. Take a call because you done run me what now in the studio. Take the next. I've got in radio today. Caller, you live. We lose that caller? Going once, going twice. Next caller.
I right here.
Go ahead. Turn your radio down.
Darby, calm down.
Captain, he done run up. See, listen, I done been in that hospital. I done see them people being them people tell me my ma was in there for 3 weeks.
Me too, Garvey.
I had to send my husband to the shop where the ward was so hot to go buy a fan. To go buy a fan. They had to move my mummy bed because, matter of fact, when it was raining, the flicking roof was leaking
okay,
on her.
Hold on.
Right.
Hold on. This is what I said. Not a Garvey.
Call on the line.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Y'all hold on.
Oh, God, you wouldn't calm down, God.
No, I calm down.
I have a question for you, God.
I know you have a question, but I only want to say one little thing. I just simply say that when it comes to people's health and people's lives, let's not make it political. But go ahead.
God.
Yeah.
When last you been in Princess Margaret Hospital?
God got money. God don't lie. Wait.
When last you, the Prime Minister, and
hold on. I can show you injuries on my body where I've been in PMH.
The last time I've been is when
I volunteered to go on my friend's roof and fell off. And I was in there overnight. I was in Princess Margaret overnight, right around COVID-19 time. Me.
God, I want the Bahamian people to be carefully. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of professionals, young professional people saving lives. All the lady was saying is, hospital is in a condition. God, I can tell you that in the last year or so, I've been in there more than 20 times. The emergency bathrooms, urinal, is not working for over a year and a half. Mm-hmm. God, let me share something with you very carefully.
Go ahead.
These are people's lives. The Prime Minister and them, they talked about fixing the hospital. They talked about all these things. Now they want to talk about Golden Isles. I will tell the Prime Minister one thing. Stop traveling, buddy. And when you talk to that lady next time, say to her, Miss, you are my people, like how you said, you are my people to the Haitians. Say that to that nurse and to those teachers and to those workers. God bless.
Thank you so much, caller. Listen, God, this text says, tell God I will gladly pay my taxes to know my lights stay on, my neighborhood don't flood, my children can learn more than religious knowledge in school, and I feel injustice. I can take it up in a court. I have confidence in. Let's stop acting like the Bahamas is a pleasant place for us poor people. And let's not talk about these jobs. Step wrong and they know a lawsuit coming. So try to step right.
All right, let me take
Nassau, anything, buck up goes. That's coming in from the texters. And God, we got to get in some of the Marty's texts because they rolling in too. But we'll take another call. Go ahead, God. We can take a call.
Good morning to both of you, C. Allen Johnson. God, three things, right? And I think Gabby just touched on one of those. You know, on some occasions I paid as much as 40% tax, but I got value for money. When I call an ambulance, 3 minutes. When I call the police, a minute and a half. When I wanted something done, it was done. So it wasn't like I was paying taxes for nothing. And I was paying taxes for something. So imagine that if we were to go to that rate. We're paying taxes now and we can't account for it. So it's just a matter of accountability. The problem is taxation without representation. Second point, right? I come to the hospital and I say, I'm calling for these things to be fixed. And the last contractor or the last person in charge of it didn't fix it. Well, we only know we had two choices. So automatically, we knew that you fired the contractor for not doing it. And 4 years later, you can't say it's political because I'm making it say that you didn't fix it, nor did the other guy.
not political. It is what it is. And so this is the problem, is that we allow it to become a political conversation rather one of capability, competence, and whatever. The next thing is the house. We don't have a housing crisis in the Bahamas. We got $3.5 billion in liquidity sitting there. We got $4.5 billion in dead money. Those same houses y'all talk about are sitting in the bush deteriorating. We have a housing affordability crisis. Here's why. If you want to buy a government home, generally speaking, the rule of thumb is whatever the price of the home is, 1% of your mortgage. A government home, $200,000. Your mortgage is $2,000 when you add up all of the things to go with it. So now you have to ask yourself the question. It says that to buy a $200,000 house, you need to make $6,000 a month. A month is that median. Remember that survey we did? So the question is, if you're not making $72,000 a year, you shouldn't even be able to afford a government home. So the problem is that we saw the wealth gap, the wealth destruction that came from the survey within the survey that came within the civil service, and spread it out now through the economy. So the problem is also where they complain about the banking. The problem is that we don't have a banking problem either. What we have is a bank addiction problem, because there are other options available to us today. And so the fact that, you know, you have two choices and you keep making the same choice, then you have a problem of choice, not the problem of choices. And so if we just have a conversation on what we need, right, we could solve this problem in a matter of weeks, if not months.
Thank you.
Because we could lay out do the gap analysis, mm-hmm. where we are, where we need to be, and the steps that we need to take.
Thank you so much for your contribution today, C. Allen. Always, always appreciate it. Callers, I see you on the call line. Just give me a minute. I want to run through some of these texts. The texter says, Garth and Gabby, please tell them to patch the porthole at the entrance of Coral Heights East Lake Boulevard. Residents have resorted to putting pieces of blocks and rocks in the pothole for relief. So you people who are monitoring for all the roads to get paved, listen, this texter, I'm advocating for them. They said Coral Heights East Lake Boulevard. Send some of that asphalt there, please. Let them people drive on some smooth road there too. It says, hi, God. Thanks for explaining to the public the cons of the U.S. They romanticize life there, and it's not as easy as it appears. USA is even more like a third world country. This next texter says, get him, Gabby. Oh. Good day, Gabby. That caller was being... Okay, we got that one. This next texter said, get him, Gabby. Listen, this next texter says, good day. Speak truth to power. Continue to speak up. Bring that nurse back with extra pay. God, this Texas say they love us together, fire and ice. Who's the fire and who's the ice?
I know. The cue of when being time woman catch a fire. Because I ain't fooling with you today. But listen, with all due respect, we do have issues in the country that have to be fixed. And I just took a quick little break. And I would only wish, Gabby, that the more critical thing country would find a way to contribute our extra monies, our extra services, like how I'm a plumber. I do a lot of work. Mm-hmm. If the government could just have a program where we can. Really? Yeah, but I went up the stairs, but I good. Oh, I ain't got no matter. But, you know, if we could just find a way to deputize the service people of the country to help places like the hospital and other critical agencies of mm-hmm. the country. There are many of us that would even volunteer our time and services in
such. You could volunteer your time?
Right away.
Oh, I would listen, lead it back. I think you need to start putting that together.
Speaking no matter of, what administration is of, in, I'm willing to do that.
You willing to do that?
Of course.
I can hold you to that. You know I don't forget. Speaking of time, caller, thank you so much for taking your time to call into Guardian Radio today. You're live on the air with us.
Go ahead.
Good day, G&G.
Good day.
Hey.
Yeah, I calling in because that situation in the hospital with the mole mm-hmm. is a serious thing, because
very serious.
It was like when we had COVID and mm-hmm. the Supreme Court building, the whole building, everything where it was closed up, the mole was on every document and desk and
what?
Everything when they went back, right?
Wow.
So that's what happens when you leave things lingering, because when people are there through the day and, you know, you're having a little clean up every day, then that don't happen. On the other hand, I just spoke with my daughter's mommy about half hour ago. She have to work two shifts. She's a nurse, been a nurse. Then she, myself, Michael Pintard, and Miles Luoda graduated from A.F. Adley. You see what I'm saying? But she have to work two shifts today. Now that lady, like Dwayne Brown said, because she says from the bottom of his, I mean from his heart, and asks for some things, will be suspended. If it ain't discrimination, everybody have to think, if that's your daughter, that's your sister, that's your wife, that's your whatever relative, or it was you, then how would you feel just because you stayed off the hospital, which we all know about, right? They just made a couple of days ago, they made some brilliant plans to invest in the hospital here and the hospital in Freeport, haven't they?
The Rand Memorial.
Some monies, right? I wonder if that's just some election talk, because you know they promise all sorts of things, and we still we can put $120 million that the gingerbread man promised will be in the bank.
Yeah.
You know?
But
I got no account of that. So you all have a nice day.
Yeah,
Thank you so much for your call. Listen, what about these heads of agreement, God? Can we start to, when all these, we always talking about foreign investment. Can we let, you know how they adopt a park and adopt a roundabout. Can we let them adopt an education program? Can we let them adopt a clinic? Can we let these foreigners, when they come with all this money and all these incentives, because every time you hear, they get this incentive, they get that incentive. Can we have them incentivize the Bahamian people to come and bring whatever it is here, because they're making millions of dollars, billions of dollars, and a lot of the resources going outside of the country.
Well,
can
you know,
we have them maybe in these heads of agreements adopt a clinic, adopt a school? Can we have some things like that to put into practice? What do you think about that?
You asked me the question, but I know you want to take the caller. Take the caller.
Take the caller?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, caller.
I watch your finger, you know. I watch your finger.
You're on Guardian Radio today.
Is that me?
Yes, that's you.
Still
okay,
you.
Godly day. It's the Stark University along with you, Guardian.
Yeah, man.
And God.
Appreciate you.
I would hope and I would wish the Minister of Health, hear me, put that nurse back on her job. She a decent woman.
Okay.
And she tried to help the community, especially the Bahamian people, who the hospital belongs to. Okay?
Don't appreciate
treat her indecent.
Well, I'll say this much to you, and I appreciate your call. It seems to me as if there are many people today who are praying for this lady. She's almost, I would say, a hero today to many. And I would only hope and wish that some resolve would take place, some negotiation would take place, and we'd be able to restore her back to her duty. There has to be a better channel or a means of communication as we try to get reports to the right people. But I do know this, based on her actions, she must have felt, Gabby, that there were some impediments in the that would obstruct her from actually being heard. And so for those people who are in authority in this country, I will say this to you, never ever deny those that are subordinate to you the opportunity to sit with you and have a conversation. Just because someone is not at your level, or not at your management, understanding. We're all people. We're all Bahamians. Some people are actually going through some distress situations, and they need someone to speak to. And so this is no time in our country to be high and lifted up. This is time for us to be humble and be prepared to serve. Next caller on the line. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. Good day to her.
Yeah, good day, man. Sorry for talking so much, man, but this is a heavier show than I thought. This is actually Gabby's show. I took it over. So now I owe her two shows, you know. I don't know how I got in this web, but I appreciate you calling in today. Go right on ahead.
Yeah, man. I still waiting on C. Allen Johnson, remedy for this cost of living, you know, cost of housing, cost for housing ownership, for rental, or for buying a fish. You know what I mean? The cost of everything.
Yeah.
You know, and I sure didn't know what you call it, AI.
Oh, man. Boy, you disgusting.
You know?
You disgusting today.
None of that.
But
you
man,
know?
And
IDB in answer.
My God.
You know, the first thing the government does, send the IDB on the show, you know, when the cost of living is in the news. They don't have the cost of living. And of course, they're living themselves by what you call it, the removal of the what you call it, the same thing that's happening in the United States.
What you talking about?
Customs duty.
The food stamps and all them other stuff, right?
No, customs duty.
Okay, my brother.
That's what our cost of living up, bro.
We spend tax on that.
Well, I appreciate, you're breaking up, but I appreciate your call. It's good to hear someone on the line laughing. I think laughter is good medicine. I'm having a great show with you all today. People take it personal. Sometimes I cut you off.
I don't know
but it
why.
Ain't personal. It's just a conversation.
And tell them we ain't mad for real.
I ain't mad. Not me.
We ain't never. We ain't mad.
Next call on the line. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Everything is great in the Bahamas. I mean, we got some issues, but we can get through it. We're resilient people.
I don't know about that. Gabby, how you doing, darling?
I'm doing excellent.
This is Grammy Boy, GNN.
Grammy Boy. Last time I hear from you, your good schoolmate was on here, your good classmate.
Oh, yeah.
I know,
yeah.
Belinda. You're talking about Belinda Wilson.
I always in the background stirring a problem because, to be honest with you, I ain't taking and bragging, but I know Sister Williams personally because I go to the hospital
cut
three
you
times
off
a week.
My phone for loving Belinda and Gabby here. Yeah? I soon cut you off.
Listen.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know Ms. Williams, Sister Williams, personally. A more beautiful, long-term saving member like Dwayne, Dr. Stan, say, you don't want. That woman helped the security. Anybody she come across in that hospital, she will help. And I will tell you, as a self-appointed shop steward,
yes,
who was very instrumental in these videos getting back out there, highlighting her plight, they fired that woman on a policy. And you don't fire people on policy because she signed her contract a long time ago. You could change the policy every day, but you cannot change her constitutional right to freedom of speech
and stuff,
which is guarded in the Constitution.
I like it. I like what you're saying.
That firing was wrong.
She was suspended.
See, that is what
they didn't
suspended.
Say she
like
was
myself.
Fired. She was suspended.
Pardon me?
The news report said she was suspended. Do you have
suspended
information about otherwise?
Yeah, I mean suspended.
He meant suspended.
Okay.
Suspended. But people like GNN got her back. We ain't gonna let her go like that.
That's right. You got her back. Gabby got her back. Listen, 242 have her back. Because when it comes to the health of the nation, that's the wealth of the nation, man. We got to make sure God around a long, 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 long time to continue to pour into the youth.
They got that.
Well, the first person that really brought this to light was Dr. Veronica McGyver. She did it about a week and a half ago. She brought it to light.
Okay.
And then Dwayne Sands, I contacted, we contacted each other. And we finish it off.
Okay.
But we ain't gonna let her go like that because it's time Bahamians stand together.
Okay. Well, I appreciate
that.
So
see that now, God, what you got to say about that? Because that, you hear what he say? He said Dr. McGyver was involved in it. And you hear what he say? They contacted. So that's your answer right there. Was it politically motivated at all? Not if they had to contact Dwayne Sands.
I can get there.
Okay.
Let's call on the line. Let's call on the line.
Blessed, good afternoon, Garth and Gabby.
Hey, my brother.
Hey, Gabby.
Yes, sir.
Enough respect, all right?
Appreciate
I know you're proud of you. But listen, Garth, I want to make this one very quick. I'm not assuming. I'm fake. Now, this inglorious BS and perceive, I mean, people perceive this. So for me, I don't know, could somebody, for me, in instances like this, you know, I'm a, people call me conspiracy theorist, but that's because they're much less, they're underread. But at heart, right? I told you guys it's the government's duty to lie to the public. Now, why is it that there's a sign up saying no photographs and no cell phones at the hospital?
In the hospital.
All right? So, I mean, I don't need to assume anything, okay? Now, I want anybody out there, any NGO, anybody who has the ability in order to let's impede or to buffer against this type of imposition set forth by the government as relates to this nurse. Let's have a situation in which, in these instances, we have a GoFundMe account for this nurse and people subsequently, and this is what this will solve this problem of them speaking the truth for the better good. But we are hearing a counter-narrative from the ruling class where it's in their best interest to deceive us. So we don't need anybody to tell us what's going on in the hospital. Gabby, just give your face on the account. You could hear many amounts. So come on, give me a break, man. Please, people rally around. It's good to hear from GNN every now and then. Give thanks.
Thank you so much, God. This texter said, God, as a nurse, the nurse did nothing wrong. PHA, who I work for, is controlled by the government. She was not asking for more money, but rather better working conditions for staff and conditions for the public. If anyone walk in any of the healthcare institutions would scream. We are always threatened by and PHA trying to break the back of nurses. Lord God, I had a music cue and we got to take a break. Chris telling us we got to take a break, God. So
you notice that it's playing, and when Bain Town woman catch a fire, what the devil do? And that's why I ain't saying nothing. Let's take a break, folks. It's Garden Radio 96.9 FM. I ain't crazy and I ain't fool. If the devil run,
be in town, boy.
I ain't run too.
My granddaddy.
We'll be right back.
You better run. Corporal's gonna run, run, run. Saint Paul, I'm done. People used to say, Jack Tanner, don't play. He break your head for fun. But when be in town, woman, catch a fire, even the devil run.
Step inside the John Baptiste Jazz Club at Bahamar, where the rhythm of the islands of the Bahamas meets the soul of New Orleans. Every night, the lights dim, the music swells, and the air fills with that unmistakable energy, the kind that makes you close your eyes and just feel. Savor signature cocktails, curated small plates, and live performances from world-class musicians, all in an intimate, artfully designed space where every seat has a story. Whether it's a romantic night out or a spontaneous evening with friends, this is where you want to be. The John Baptiste Jazz Club, only at Bahamar. Reserve your table now at bahamar.com/jazzclub or through the Bahamar app, because every evening plays its own tune.
Others work for you every single day, whether through free classes for students or programs for the elderly. We've been building Golden Isles for years, while others waited for their time to shine. I'm Brian Brown, and I know it is something you earn. On November 24th, vote FNM, because this time around, we're going with Brian Brown.
Paid for by the Free National Movement.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to
located
life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Everybody trip Mary down, and everybody know Mary don't take no mess. She roll until she find a tree, struggle up on a busted knee, tuck away her queen size cotton dress. Who did her wrong? She did
96.9 FM Guardian Radio today. Garth and Gabby in your company, man, and we just hanging out on a Thursday, because you know Thursdays is a new Friday for us now. Yeah. Here on Guardian Radio today.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And if you aren't listening to us on Thursday from 2 to 4 p.m., I don't know what you're doing, because we're the only people. This is where the heat is at, man. This is where it's at.
No, you're having too much fun today.
Let me
explain to the people quickly what's going on in here. Gabby see food. Now, when Gabby sees food, Gabby just.
Why are you telling these people my business, guy?
Hang out. Gabby is a foodie, a real foodie. Call on the line. Let's go, man. We got to get through these texts today. Go ahead, call.
You know what is sad and bad? That the politicians think that we so dumb and stupid that we ain't political from what ain't political. Yeah, they could say the FNM could have do it when they was in power, but my God, people dying. The concerns of what's going on inside there is the matter of the day. It ain't nothing to do with who said it. Don't worry about the messenger. Worry about the message. It's problem down there, and we need to insist that the government do something about it. No, this ain't something new. This ain't nothing. Something new. God, it get worse and it getting worse.
That's correct.
We can't allow
it. It is getting worse.
Even if the prime minister ain't checking or the minister of health ain't checking, we must come together and support people. That lady take the blow for all of them who feel the same way. All us who getting by, go up there and get bad treatment. You understand what I say? So we should support this lady, make sure she's okay. We need people like her bold enough to stand up in spite of whatsoever people think.
The
Prime Minister is only the Prime Minister. He ain't God. That woman and pray. People praying every day. Someone need to open their mouth. God, Don't worry about the messenger. Worry about the message. And be
well, that's why,
and
Papa.
Just what is political. We don't need nobody remind us of what happened 5 years ago. They said we should be to fix it, so we need to fix it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Fix it in Jesus' name.
And so what I was saying is that, yes, I said the lady took a heroic stand. Did I not say that? Did I not say that we have much work to do? Did I not say that we need to find a way that we can assist to make sure this happens? Because definitely it appears to be a challenge somewhere as to why it cannot be done. I don't know what happens behind the scenes, but I'm not throwing any rocks because I too live in a glass house. So I'm saying to you once again, and literally, my house got about 43 windows. I might as well tell you the truth. Next call on the line, let's go.
Hey,
my brother, how you doing? This is just a beautiful Thursday. Maybe we got some bad news, but we got some good news. What you got for us?
Okay. Gabby.
Hi.
I agree with you concerning the nurse, right? What she was speaking out on. I think God come in agreement with that, too. She was doing that. Now, my thing, right, I want to find out from you on God, right? Did she do it in the appropriate way to cause her to get suspended, or did she do it in the inappropriate way to cause her to get suspended?
I said to you all that more than likely...
Thank you so much for your call, caller.
No,
yeah. We'll end it. Go ahead.
But more than
Let him get it out.
More than likely, she had to use unconventional means in order to communicate. This is what I'm saying happens in our country. We have so many factions within the workplace. There are so many levels, and I always tell people all the while, I dislike disrespect because we all deserve some level of respect. And so if you have a complaint, there should be an agency within the organization to where you can complain without any repercussion. Now, if that agency is biased or political or just simply doesn't care, then this is what brings this type of behavior forward as to why she would make such a stand. Her cry is not a cry on her own. She's not alone in this.
No.
There are many more who would like to cry but are fearful of suspension because with the cost of living, you can't afford it. And so we join in prayer today. And whoever is responsible for hearing these complaints, I think we need to focus on that agency to make sure that this doesn't reoccur. Go ahead with your next question.
So I don't look at that as political. Not but
it should not be. It should not be. You're right.
Right. I wasn't looking at that.
Honestly,
you know when the political part come in?
I'm listening.
When Dr. Dwayne Sun start talking. That's when it comes.
And you know what? To be fair to him, and you know how I feel, but to be fair to him, it could be his personal view, but because he is a political figure, it could come across as political, as well as it could be politically motivated. So rather than me rush to judge him per se, my only question was, could he tell us what challenges he had
to improve the hospital situation?
Yeah, but I'm saying... He should know.
Oftentimes, what many persons may not know, what I've even come to understand, is that he even gives up a lot of time, unpaid time as well, to that hospital to make sure that patients are seen and people get things done. So I don't think, personally, I think, I'm putting aside the politics of everything, because that was a cry. And you could have tell... From the nurse's standpoint, it don't matter who jump on it, because in order for you to really be seen, you need powerful and influential figures to jump on it. So I don't care if Malcolm X come from the grave right now and jump on it.
Calm down.
No,
it should be picked up by everyone.
Calm down, Gabby. Listen to what we're saying, Gabby. Listen to what we're saying. We're saying that he sat in a position where he would have understood the entire system and the challenges. If a challenge existed when he was there, and if the challenge still exists, we're just simply saying when he speaks, to speak and inform us, so you have the freedom of information, tell us what is the real challenge as to why he believes that these things cannot be done.
But he stated that. I've heard him numerous. He talks a lot, so sometimes you may miss a lot of things and not listen to a lot of things that he says. But he has stated this before. The point for me is, he get fired, Renwood Wells get fired, all around then get fired. I don't want to hear about...
Why?
Because of whatever... incompetency or whatever they did not do at their time as Minister of Health. They were fired. I am tired of this political football being kicked back and forth. Dr. Michael Davil is now the person who said, we have the sauce. We have the formula. We got the juice to fix it. So fix it. Baby love, I hear you. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it.
I mean, you know why you're so emotional?
No, I'm not. I feel this because...
Your mother was there, I know.
So not even just that. I feel this missing, for the Bahamian people.
Gabi, but you're missing what I'm saying to you.
What are you saying to me? Because you don't have to go there.
I have to go here. You went right back to the politics of it as a football. I'm saying to you again, it's a systematic issue. So I need someone to tell me, okay, guess what? You know what I get from Bahamian people? We mm-hmm. want everything fixed.
And I will read some of these texts.
But no one is asking where we get the money from or how we get the money or how the money is spent. I know we don't have freedom of information, but I'm just simply saying I'm almost certain based on the FNM's attempt, the PLP's attempt, that there has to be some challenge as to why it cannot be done. I only want to know what that challenge is. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. Call
this,
on the line.
Text, no, you said that was the last
hold
caller. I will read these texts,
guys.
You
Gabby.
Just said me. That's see why we fighting?
Let me take this last caller. Go ahead, caller.
Chris, what did he just tell you?
Listen, God, Gabby, come a 2 seconds.
Go
Let
ahead.
Let me clarify something here. It was not political. It was not political. I had a long, lengthy conversation with Dr. Sands
okay.
prior to this happening.
That's what I'm saying.
Week.
Okay.
You understand? Let me tell you where it is political, and okay. they don't care. The first person to know about that situation with Williams and all of the dialysis unit was Dr. Dwayne Sands. Not Sands. What's it, Dr. Davil.
Dr.
Davil knew about this incident. I gave him the play-by-play. Blair's mouth, yeah? You hear his mouth? They just don't care.
All right. Let me get these texts. I appreciate that call. Go ahead, Gabby. All the rest of the show is yours. Go ahead.
All 1 minute left.
Two.
This texter says, they suspended her. Whistleblowers will always suffer. The higher ups never listen to staff. Only the public killed the messenger. And Garth, it's hard to trust the people in charge that will listen to you when they file injunctions on you when you protest for unfair treatment. Hi, Gabby and Garth. Gabby, I keep hearing from people like God talking favorable about the government bringing their machinery in the constituency when by election time, as the people can eat machinery and they have forgotten about previous treatment within the last 4 years.
How do you figure
this
I forget?
This next texter
How
says...
How do you figure I forget? I can forget and I just get the thing. Y'all got to be out of your mind, you know. I just get the thing and you think I forget? I forget, I just happy I get my things.
Good day, GNG, and the nurturing hands of a nurse level is inhumane. How did our country get to this level of disrespect? Women need to march on this one because every family deserves this nurse and her gifted hands. Let's pray for this nation and the best for the people. As it relates... I won't read nothing else.
It's 4 o'clock.
It's then the 4 o'clock hour. God done run the show all the time. He done talk with everything under the sun today, y'all.
Well, you don't talk to them about that on Sunday then. Let me give you Sunday?
No, I have to go to the hospital on Sunday.
You going to that hospital?
I have to go see the same hospital on Sunday. So I can't do Sunday.
So what you trying to do next
week? I can
tell
you about that. We can
well,
talk.
We want to pray for Gabby and her family and her mother. And all those people who are now clients or patients in the hospital, the doctors, the nurses, and staff, we're praying for God, the Almighty God.
I want to tell the Bahamian people, let's stand with that nurse.
And just fix it.
All of us.
I just want to fix it.
Let's stand with the nurse, though. Are you standing with the nurse, God?
I am.
She needs to be brought back.
I am standing.
I don't need you to just pray. Faith without works is dead.
I said, I'm praying and I'm standing.
Okay, stand in the gap. You advocate to those people that you know. Call your MP and your MP to be who say he's a man of action. Or whatever. Call him. Whoever. Call them all. Listen, you've been tuning in to Guardian Radio today.
Look at Chris laughing. See all y'all people thinking it's a gaming.
With Gabby and God. Listen, it's been so great to be in your company. I'll see you again on Monday. I'll see you on Monday, God Spares Life, 2 to 4 p.m. And we'll pick up the conversation on the latest news. I may just put God out the studio, but I know y'all love him so much. I may invite him in the studio on Monday. I'll see you then. Have a good afternoon. Naughty is up next with Talking Heads.
they know how white people go. How they go.